In the last legislative session, Florida lawmakers passed a bill allowing certain patients, mostly those suffering from severe epilepsy, to use marijuana products low in THC. THC is the chemical compound that makes users feel high, so the assumption is people are unlikely to abuse low THC products. But even so, getting that kind of legislation passed is a pretty big deal.
I mean, you were dealing with an extremely conservative Republican legislature in an election year. Who would have ever thought that it would have passed?
That's Ryan Wiggins, spokeswoman for Realm of Caring Florida. It's a nonprofit that advocates for low THC products, and its director, Holly Mosley, was instrumental in getting the legislation passed. But in the intervening months, the thorny process of implementing the law came to the fore. And the rules proposed by the Department of Health faced significant criticism.
Like the lottery and the definition of applicant and the contiguous property versus, you know, only one location issue.
Independent inspection, the requirement for a licensing fee on top of an application.
That's Ron Watson and Louis Rotundo. Both are lobbyists who have been engaged with the rulemaking process from the start. And the problems they point out led to a successful court challenge. After its rules were thrown out, the Department of Health refused to discuss whether it planned to appeal, instead issuing a one-sentence statement saying it would consider all options in getting low-THC marijuana to patients as expeditiously as possible. Then on Monday, December 15th, the deadline for filing an appeal, the department announced it would not, and it announced another public workshop for developing rules. Watson says he's frustrated with the department's timing.
Frankly, I'm not surprised they chose not to appeal. I'm a little disappointed that they took the entire 30 days to make that decision. In all fairness, I know that with the election and, you know, possible turnover of agency heads and things like that, maybe that's, you know, what they needed all the time for.
And Rotundo agrees.
Now, as to their timing, I'm very disappointed that another 4 weeks has gone by.
And on top of all this is the announcement the following day of a leadership change in the office charged with writing the rules. But here's the thing. All of them, Wiggins, Watson, and Rotundo, are complimentary of outgoing director Linda McMullen, and they're optimistic for the future for various reasons. Wiggins says the Mosley family is relying on faith.
The one thing that Peyton and Holly have always held to is that this is a God thing. And so when you leave it up to God, there's not a whole lot of fear you can have there. And
Watson points out the department has a solid foundation, even if it needs to make some changes.
But I guess what I would assume, and that's all it is an assumption, is that part of the rules coming back that weren't specifically challenged, that a lot of us had thought were pretty good, would probably remain in place.
And they all point out the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Here's Rotundo.
A lot of legislators, regardless of their personal beliefs, saw 58% of the people of Florida vote for something and heard from their cousin, their aunt, their brother-in-law, their best friend, that there are a number of illnesses which may benefit from this drug.
Incoming Senate President Andy Gardner says he's heard some lawmakers are interested in revisiting the issue, but he dismisses suggestions the legislature should take up broader legalization in the wake of Amendment 2's near passage last month. Some have argued this could short-circuit a potential ballot initiative in the next election.
I think there'll be some that will say, well, we got to do X, Y, or Z because try to avoid a constitutional amendment in 2016. I would caution everybody that I wouldn't worry about that. You know, to me, you just do the right thing. And don't worry about 16. It'll take care of itself. And
when the workshop convenes in Orlando later this month, it's not clear if the department will bring draft rules based on its earlier efforts or if it will return to a blank slate. Whatever the case, for patients eager to begin treatment, it appears they'll remain in limbo for the foreseeable future. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.